The Francis Young Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College in Saratoga Springs, New York, is having a two-day, three-day doing symposium October 25th to 26th in conjunction with the acclaimed exhibition 3D Doings, the image of object in Chicago art 1964 to 1980. 3D Doings is organized by the Tangs' Ian Berry and Chicago-based curators and scholars John Corbett and Jim Dempsey. All three gentlemen join us this morning, and we thank you very much for being here. How are you?
Happy to be here,
great.
Joe.
All right. Well, let us begin with you, Ian, as the representative from the Tang of talking to us about this exhibit, 3D Doings, and then ultimately we'll talk about the exhibit and then how that works into the symposium that will be going on the weekend.
So we are – this is a real blockbuster. This is a – an unprecedented gathering of objects from an important group of artists that are rarely seen in our area, and some of these objects rarely seen anywhere. We have works of over 20 artists who form this specific and eccentric and critically important moment in art history, birthed in Chicago, and now being written about and shown. And we're part of a project called Art Design Chicago, which is happening across the country, mostly in museums and institutions in Chicago. And we are a happy participant in bringing these objects together, and today and tomorrow bringing the artists to our region.
And through that process of bringing the artists to the region, ultimately what do you hope to explore and in the symposium get to the bottom of, if you will?
Well, not sure we'll be getting to the bottom of anything, but we certainly will be hearing some stories and recording some oral histories. This is 2 days for us to gather with these artists and record them talking about the objects we have on view, talking about the context in which they were made, talking about the way they collaborated with each other on several of the works in the exhibition. And all of this will be something that we'll be publishing early next year in a really fantastic catalog documenting this show and all of the artists included.
Before we go around the room here, tell us about your colleagues in the Chicago-based curators and how this group came together.
Well, John and Jim have been my guide in finding out more and more about this moment in our history, introducing me to artists. We've been visiting with collectors, visiting museum storage, visiting artist studios. Over the past couple years, thinking about this work, they have a long history of showing it, writing about it, promoting it, and it's an honor to be working with them. They have a gallery in Chicago, Corbett versus Dempsey, where many of these artists have shown and where I saw many of these artists for the first time. So it's a great pleasure to have them along.
I'm sorry. Did you say versus Corbett
that is true,
versus
yeah.
Dempsey? Why are you going against each other?
Well, we both are lucky enough to have the same last names as former heavyweight champions.
Yes,
gentleman okay. Jim Corbett, late 1800s.
Okay.
Jack
Corbett
Dempsey,
versus I got
1919.
You. Okay, all right. So that's all right.
Just a good way for people to remember us.
Yeah. Well, it certainly does that. All right.
And they are heavyweight champions.
That is true.
And from time to time, we do fight.
All right. So John, let's begin with you as far as tell us a little bit about the work and then ultimately through the symposium of how we can find out more from the artists who will be participating.
Well, the work that's collected together in 3D Doings is all three-dimensional in one way or another. What we are exploring in it is, in essence, a group of painters, people who were known as painters, all of whom had part of their practice invested in the sculptural, in one way or another. So even some of the work hangs on a wall, it all has some three-dimensional element, and some of it, an awful lot of it, is actually freestanding in space. And we started asking questions, as curators do amongst ourselves, why is there this element that's never really been brought together? What would it be like to bring all of the objects together, or a bunch of the best and most incredible objects together that came out of this? What would that tell us that hasn't been told before? And as soon as we started putting those together in an imaginary way, it already began to tell us some new things. And one of the things that it told us was that there was a history there, that history reached back to an earlier moment in art history that they were all influenced by, which is surrealism, where there was a well-known, well-documented, and understood investment in objects, in the kind of uncanny power of objects. And so we thought it would be an interesting experiment at first, and then we realized this is much bigger than an experiment. This is a full-on show. This is a big show, and we should really see what it would be to pull it together. And when we started actually doing it and putting objects in the space, when we were installing it, we realized even more that this had a power that we had not predicted.
Jim, same question for you, and with a little bit on the artists who will be participating in the symposium.
I think in a way, I mean, we live in Chicago, so we sort of, we know the energy there. And, looking at this work, which is, coming up on, 50 years ago now, you could sort of feel that that it was a moment in Chicago. You know, there was 1920s in Paris, was a moment. The 50s in New York was a moment. 60s and 70s in Chicago was a moment. And it's sort of, you can feel the energy coalesce around a group of folks who just seem to be hitting their stride all at the same time and sort of collectively feeling each other's energy. And Chicago was always a place, too, that wasn't really thinking about market pressure. So they were artists who were working together. They were making work together, making exquisite corpses together, really just kind of feeding off of each other without thinking about what it really meant in the big picture. And now we look back on that and we realize that's a pure, beautiful energy that that was happening. Art Green was one of the original members of the Harry Who, which just opened a great show at the Art Institute of Chicago. He'll be speaking tonight at the Tang, and he really, in a way, is the if you got a group of them together, he's the one that is the funny one, has a comedic timing. He's the one that knows the great stories. He knows how to weave a tale, and he's really fun to listen to. If you have a chance to see him in the flesh like you do tonight, that's a don't miss. We also have Phil Hansen, who was a member of another exhibition group called The False Image. In Chicago, was known for getting artists together, calling themselves something, and then showing their work around. That was a good way for them to find ways of exhibiting. Gladys Nilsson will be here as well. She was original part of the Harry Who. Sue Ellen Roca will be here. Those folks will be doing some things on Friday in a panel discussion. So it's a fun way to really talk to these folks who are really coalescing at a great moment in Chicago history, and the stories will be fantastic.
A symposium taking place both today and tomorrow.
In the center of the gallery is a large work by Red Grooms, and we have several people coming to the symposium who were in a 16mm experimental film that Red and many of them participated in called Tappy Toes. And we've been showing Tappy Toes in the gallery at the Tang, and you can come see it anytime the show is open. But Sarah Canwright and Mimi Gross and Lori Gunn are all featured in that film. And in many ways help make the object that that you can see as the centerpiece of where all these things are rotating around.
So in the 90 seconds or so that we have left, just give us a sense of how the next 2 days are structured and where we should be and when.
So tonight, 6 o'clock, Art Green in dialogue with Skidmore professor Flip Phillips. It'll be a fantastic conversation with the two of them. Then tomorrow, the 3 p.m., all of the artists, 7 of them, will be walking around the show, talking about their works, talking about each other's works for a gallery tour and talk. And then we'll reconvene after that at 5 o'clock for a panel discussion to keep it all going. And there'll be opportunity to meet the artists. There'll be a reception to ask your own questions. It's going to be a fantastic opportunity.
All of this is under 3D Doings, and it's the symposium that is taking place October 25th through 26th, which is today and tomorrow. All of this in conjunction with the exhibition 3D Doings, the Imagist Object in Chicago Art, 1964 to 1980. That goes on until the 6th of January, correct?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Come on up.
A lot of opportunities for not only the symposium, but to see the exploration in the exhibit as well. All events are free and open to the public. For more information, tang.skidmore.edu. Ian Barry, John Corbett, Jim Dempsey, thank you very much for being with us.
No
a great
problem.
Pleasure to have you all here. Thank you very much.
We're thrilled. Thank you, Joe.
Again, you can find out more information by going to the website of the Tang. It's tang.skidmore.edu. Tang.skidmore.edu. 3D Doings runs through January 6th. The symposium is tonight and tomorrow. And again, you can find out more information by going to tang.skidmore.edu. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.